ask him.
Yeah, but do you think it's more like he might say yes? Or it's more like he might say no?
Bothering me, will you? You think I'm psychic or something?
No, I don't think you're psychic or something. I just think you're a crummy brother.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Beaver, I found this hanging on a bush.
Yes, sir. You get mad when I put it in the ground.
I also get mad when you hang it on a bush. And the bucket was full of dirt.
Oh, yes, sir. I was saving mud to throw at a guy, but it turned into dirt before I met up with him.
Well, your mother tells me you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, sir. Did you have a nice day at the office today?
Yes, very nice day.
Thy sakes, Beaver, ask him.
Well, could I have your permission to get a job?
A job? What kind of a job?
He wants to cut lawns on the weekends, Dad.
Was that what you want to do, Beaver? Cut lawns?
Yes, sir. Well, me and Gilbert, we want to go in the lawn cutting business together. We'll make a lot of money, so we can be big shots this summer.
Oh, well, I guess that'd be all right.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
You know, Beaver, I was just about your age when I did the same thing.
Gee, Dad, I don't know how you had time to do all the stuff you did when you were a kid.
Kids stayed kids a lot longer in those days, Wally.
Dad? Well, could I have your permission to use some of your gardening tools? Well, Gilbert's getting some from his dad.
Yeah, I guess so. You'll have to take care of him, of course. Oh, and another thing. You and Gilbert are going to find there's a lot of difference in cutting lawns for other people than there is in cutting them for your parents.
Oh, sure. They gotta pay you. They just can't see this goes towards your room and board. Oh, good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver. I wonder if I might see Wally.
Oh, yes. He's upstairs.
Thank you. Mrs. Cleaver, I don't like to carry tales, but I did see little Theodore going down the street, and I believe he had some of Mr. Cleaver's gardening tools hidden in his wagon.
Yes, we know, Eddie. He and Gilbert have a job cutting lawns.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it's a worthwhile project, Mrs. Cleaver. I know you'd appreciate me letting you know if little Theodore was engaged in some sort of mischief.
Yes, we certainly would appreciate that, Eddie. Well, Wally's upstairs.
Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver.
I hear your creepy brother's out cutting lawns, huh?
Yeah, he and Gilbert went out this morning and are trying to line up some jobs.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Let's call up Gilbert's house and pretend we're a guy that lives way across town and say we want our lawn cut.
Well, why would we do that?
Well, look, Sam, after they get all the way over there and ring the doorbell, the guy might hit him in the mouth for being wise guys or something. Hey, some of the girls are having a meeting over at Mary Ellen's house. Let's walk by and give him a break.
Hey, Beef, what'd they say?
They got a boy that does their lawn all the time for nothing.
Golly, what kind of a goofy nut goes around doing lawns for nothing?
He lives there.
Yeah, boys, what can I do for you? What do you want, boys? Well?
It's his turn. Mister, you don't want us to cut your lawn, do you?
It sure needs cutting, mister.
Yes, sir. My friend was saying how it looks sort of crummy.
Well, thanks. But I'll take care of my own crummy lawn.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
June, have you seen the wax?
The wax?
Yeah.
Don't tell me my nagging's paid off.
Oh, have you been nagging me to wax the head of my golf woods?
Yes, dear, I've been worried sick about the heads of your golf woods.
Noble wife.
Mm-hmm. It's down the bottom cupboard. Don't spill any on the floor. Might make it shine.
I'll be extra careful.
Wonder how Beaver and Gilbert are making out.
You know, I remember when I was Beaver's age. One summer, I got my heart set on a Green Archer bow and arrow set. So I got the brilliant idea of raising money for it by going around the neighborhood washing windows.
How'd you make out?
Cost my father $16.15. First job I had, I put the stepladder right through Mrs. Renton's plate glass window.
You know something, Beav?
What?
I think I'm going to quit the lawn cutting business.
How come?
There's too much walking in it.
Don't you remember what Miss Manners always says? If first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah, but I don't think she ever went around trying to mow lawns.
Yeah, I guess that stuff doesn't work for lawn cutting. It can only work for heroes and stuff.
Well, well, what have we got here? The Junior Lawn Cutters of America.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Wally.
Hi. Hey, how you guys doing?
Creepy.
Yeah, we asked a whole mess of people, but they all said no.
All of them?
Yeah. Some just said it louder than others.
Look, right tight, boys. What's your M.O.?
Huh?
How you been operating?
Oh, we just go to the door and we say, lady, do you want your lawn mowed?
Boy, how stupid can you get? Okay, wise guy, how would you do it?
Well, when I was a kid about their size, I had a very lucrative deal going on in the parking lot at the supermarket.
Parking lot?
Yeah. I'd wait until some big fancy-type car would drive in. Then while a lady was in shopping, I'd dust the car off.
Without asking?
Well, sure. Then I'd stand there with a dusting rag in one hand, stick the other hand out for the 50 cents.
And they'd give you the money?
Well, why not? I rendered a service, didn't I? Hey, you two, stick your hands out and say, lady, we just finished mowing your lawn.
Lady,
we just finished mowing your lawn.
Beautiful, beautiful. Why, with your hands sticking out like that and those two pitiful pusses, how can you miss? Come on, don't just stand there. Come on, move out. Hubba.
Eddie, what do you have to go and give them a big deal like that for?
Big deal? Oh, look, Orville, I just gave those kids the benefit of my knowledge in the business world, and you're knocking it.
Why don't you just pick on somebody your own size and give them the business?
On account of I need these teeth for eating. Hey, come on, let's go on down to the mall shop. That's where the action is. Hey, watch it, my vaccination.
Well, Gilbert, I guess nobody's home.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, Gilbert?
I was just practicing looking pitiful.
Come on, we gotta get the stuff unloaded.
Okay, Bee, my half's mowed. Now it's your turn.
Okay.
How's it look?
Really?
Bee, what'd you do with all the grass you raked up?
Oh, I spin it around so you can't see it.
Oh, good idea.
Well, we're all finished. All we gotta do now is wait for somebody to come home and hold out our hand.
Yeah. Let's go over and sit down on the porch steps.
Okay. Boy, am I tired.
Me too. But let's not get so tired we can't hold out our hands.
Okay.
Hey, here comes somebody.
What's going on here?
Mister, we just got through cutting your lawn.
You what?
You can pay us whatever you want to.
Hey, you. I ought to sue you. I have a professional gardener that takes care of this lawn. And look what you've done to it. Now you get your equipment and get out of here.
Go out first thing tomorrow and line up a real job cutting lawns. Only, this time make your deal before you cut the lawn, not after.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad's just using child psychology on you, Beef. It's like this movie I saw on TV where this Army pilot cracked up his plane on his first flight and he wanted to quit flying.
Yeah, and his squadron leader sent him right out again on another flight.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And he overcame his fear.
No, he never got the plane off the ground. Ran a smack into the hangar. But they gave him a neat funeral. They had the band going and everything. Could you pass the bread, please? I'm off.
Going out, Wally?
Yeah, I'm going over and pick up Eddie, and then we're going over to Mary Ellen Rogers' house. Some of the girls are having a meeting over there today.
Oh, I thought that meeting was yesterday.
Nah, Eddie got it mixed up. We walked up and down in front of her house 3 or 4 times before her father came out and said nobody was home.
Well, have a good time, Wally. Behave yourself.
Well, sure, Mom. I'm going to be with Eddie.
Did you see your brother?
Yeah. Then he went over to Grant Avenue to see if he could line up some jobs cutting lawns over there.
Oh. Was Gilbert with him?
No. He thought he'd line up the jobs first and then go get Gilbert. You know, Mom, he's really not quitting.
Well, persistence pays off, Wally. You remember the story about Robert Bruce and the spider?
Yeah, but, you know, I really never dug it too much. How come if this guy was such a big shot king, he was living in that crummy house full of spider webs? I'll see you, Mom.
See you, Wally.
Oh, hello, young man.
Well, I was just wondering, would you like to have your lawn cut? Would you, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, my husband's been away for quite a while on a business trip. It could stand a little cutting. But, could a little boy like you do the job?
Oh, I'm not as little as I look. And I got a partner, Gilbert. And he's almost the second biggest guy in our whole class.
Well, all right. How much do you charge?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had any lawn cutting jobs before.
Well, why don't you go ahead and cut it, and then we'll see how you did, and then we'll talk about the price.
No, I think we better decide now. I tried that once before, and I wouldn't want to get clobbered again.
All right. Suppose we say, $5 for the front and the back lawn. Would that suit you?
Oh, yes, that suit me fine. And I'll go get my partner, and we'll do a real neat job.
Didn't I hear you talking to Beaver out there?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a job cutting a lawn. He's all excited. He's on his way now over to get Gilbert.
Well, I hope it isn't too much for him and he doesn't come home exhausted.
Oh, June, when I was Beaver's age, I didn't know the meaning of exhaustion. Well, my brother and I used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We really worked. No idea what it was like in those days.
Oh, yes, I have, dear. Read all about it in those Horatio Alger books.
Say, where's Wally? I haven't seen him around.
Oh, he and Eddie Haskell went over to walk by Mary Ellen Rogers' house.
I thought they did that yesterday.
Well, they did, but her father came out and told him no one was home. Honey, what was a king like Robert Bruce doing in a house full of spider webs?
Why, he was hiding. You know, it'd take a woman to think of a thing like that.
No, Bea, I don't think so. But gee, Gilbert, the deal's all set. Lay's gonna pay us $5 and everything. I don't want to be in the lawn cutting business anymore. How come? I'd rather stay at home and get pushed around. Why should I go out and have strange? But the deal's all set. Nobody's gonna yell at you. Big people always find a reason to yell at you. After the job is over, the lady will have her husband come out and yell at us about what a bum job we did. No, sir. Well, her husband's away, and she's a real neat lady. Gee, Gilbert, I thought you wanted a lot of money. Yeah, but I think I'm going to get a paper route. I had a paper route once. It's real hard going around every night delivering papers. Yeah, but if you whine enough, you get your father to deliver them in his car. I'll see you, Bea. I'll see you, Gilbert.
Dear, maybe you ought to get in the car and go and see if you can find Beaver. Supper will be ready in a half an hour.
Oh, let's give him a few more minutes, dear. After all, this is his first real job. Having his father show up kind of spoil it for him.
Well, all right. I just hope he doesn't come home tired and exhausted.
Hey, Mom, Beaver just went into the garage with the gardening junk.
Is he all right?
Well, he's not dying or anything. He was running as fast as he could. Hey, Dad, you want me to go out and check and see if he wrecked any of your tools?
No thanks, Wally. I'll do my own spy work tomorrow when Beaver's not around.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! I cut the lady's lawn for it, and she gave me a check for $5. Look, it's got my name on it and everything.
Well, Beaver, isn't that wonderful?
Congratulations, son.
Well, thanks, Dad. She was a real neat lady, Wally. Well, she gave me lemonade and everything, and didn't yell at me once.
Beaver, you're all flushed.
Well, I'm not flushed on the inside, Mom. I'm just flushed on the outside.
He means he's sunburned, Mom.
Beaver, guess this kind of restores your faith in grown-ups, huh?
Sure does, Dad. She was the nicest lady I ever met in the whole world, next to Mom.
What are you going to do with your money? Blow it on ice cream and junk?
Gee, I don't know. I was so busy earning it, I didn't think of a way to spend it.
Why don't you start a bank account with the check, Beaver?
No. I don't think so, Dad. I wouldn't want to waste my money on anything like that. Well, I thought maybe I could get a whole lot of dimes and nickels and put them in my pocket and walk around like a big shot.
Look, Beaver, today big shots carry checks and credit cards.
Huh?
Well, sure. Sure, if you carry around a bunch of cash today, that's just a sign that you're poor.
I tell you what, Beaver, I'll pick you up at school tomorrow. And you can cash the check, and then you can decide what you want to do with it.
That'd be neat, Mom. I'd like to see $5 in one hunk before I made up my mind. Paid to the order of Theodore Cleaver. Doesn't that look neat, Dad?
Oh, it sure is, Beaver.
Paid to the order of Theodore Cleaver.
Hi. Hey, did you see the headlines?
I don't even want to look at them. They can't top the headlines we've got right around here.
Well, what now?
Well, we took the check down to the bank today after school, and it's no good.
No good?
She didn't even have enough money in her account to cover a $5 check.
Oh. How did Beaver react?
Well, I think if it hadn't have been such a big bank, he'd have cried.
Well, that's one of the hazards of going out in the world. You find out what people are really like. You understand?
Uh-huh.
I know guys cheat, Wally. But I never thought a nice-looking lady like that would go around gypping kids.
Well, I guess if you're nice-looking, it's easier for you to get away with it.
The only grown-ups I'm ever going to trust as long as I live are Mom and Dad.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Beaver, I heard about you getting the check back.
Yeah, isn't it a crummy deal?
Yeah, Beav, it would appear to be a crummy deal.
What are you going to do about it, Dad?
Well, since it's your check, I'll ask you. What do you think we ought to do about it?
I think we should call the cops and tell them to send over their 4 squad cars with machine guns and tear gas and have them yell over the loudspeaker. Come out of there, lady, before we come in and get you.
Now, Beaver.
And then if she doesn't come out, that'll teach her to go around chipping little kids.
Boy, he's really flipped, Dad. He said he's not going to trust anyone again as long as he lives.
Well, Beaver, in life, you have to trust people.
Well, I trusted Eddie that I got clobbered, and I trusted the lady, and she gave me an insufficient check.
Well, you know, Beaver, there's another thing. You have to trust your own judgment.
What do you mean, Dad?
Well, you said she was a real neat lady. I think you have to give her a chance to prove that you were right.
How can you be right if you go around giving somebody a no-good check?
Well, it could have been a mistake. Maybe a deposit didn't clear in time. I tell you what, Beaver. Why don't you let me call her and tell her what happened and give her another chance?
Yeah. Well, okay, Dad. But do like you do with us. Yell at her real hard before you give her a second chance.
You just leave it to me, Beaver.
Think it was a mistake, Wally?
Well, sure. And anyway, if she didn't, you can always stick the cops on her.
Hello,
Wally, in this book they better picture than a fly through space.
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Farnsworth said that he might sign up.
Your science teacher?
Yeah. Yeah, he says that with our class, we had in orbit most of the time anyway. Hi, boys.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
A beaver? Here you are, your $5.
Gee, Dad, where'd you get it?
Well, your neat lady just made a mistake, Beaver. She wrote your check on the old bank where she had an account. She was terribly sorry and very apologetic, and she insisted on bringing the cash by.
Golly, this is neat. I'm sure glad you didn't call the cops, Dad.
How do you feel about grown-ups now?
Kind of better. For a while there, I didn't think I ever wanted to grow up to be a grown-up.
Wally, what are you doing?
Well, gee, Dad, never hurts to make sure.